Day 18, December 17th. Today's reflection is based on Psalm 147, verses 1 through 11, and was written by the Reverend Dr. Donna Jarrell, class of 2025. I grew up in a faith tradition that celebrated Christmas rather than observed Advent. Thanksgiving awakened our Black Friday appetites, and for weeks we pondered retail catalogs thick as phone books in those days and dragged our parents to the television set to watch a commercial for the thing we simply couldn't live without. Although I understood Jesus' birth was the reason for the season, our Christmas was a month of widespread indulgence, with only the briefest obligatory allusions to Jesus' birth. Did we give each other gifts to celebrate Jesus' birthday? Did we give each other gifts because Jesus himself was a gift? How did Santa fit in? As I grew into adulthood, I noticed Christmas felt less like a winter festival and more like a grueling marathon. The thrill of the season had been lost to adult demands. Gifts wrapped with handmade bows, pictures with Santa, baking and more baking, a fresh-cut, oversized tree decorated to perfection, all topped by the revolving door of get-togethers and gift exchanges. The traditions were the same, but I had far more exhaustion than satisfaction or joy. Christmas disappointment led me to discover I was better suited to Advent, a season of contemplation and cosmic expectation. Advent relieved me of the frenzied clamor of preparations and allowed me room for reflection. It relieved me of the dreaded January credit card statements, also known as the burden of gift-giving, and allowed me to focus on God's eternal gift. Advent relieved me of the voracious spending, eating, and drinking, and filled me with the fullness of Christ, the Prince of Peace. The world places impossible demands on us during the Christmas season, yet Psalm 147 reminds us God is not pleased with strength and speed, verse 10 to 11. Instead, God delights in those who revere God and place their hope in God. Today's prayer. Holy and hospitable Creator, in the frenzied clamor of this holiday season, stop me from being swallowed whole by the culturally constructed Christmas demands. Help me to be still and instead focus on the greatest gift ever given, remembering that all Advent requires of me is reverence and hope in God.